super loud. That's the way we like it here at Law and Disorder. Coming at you from the, I don't know, are we calling this the Law and Disorderly Global Headquarters?
I would call it that. It's kind of what it's becoming.
The Law and Disorderly Global Headquarters. That's a, yeah, that's a long name. We need a cool acronym. For those of
we'll
you,
take suggestions.
Yes. For those of you that do not recognize this voice, this is Kate. Say hi, Kate.
Hi, everyone. Hey, guys.
This is Kate here, coming at you live on Station Head and pre-recorded for everybody else. But we are live on Station Head. Let's thank the sponsors real quick. Thank you to East Texas Championship Wrestling, Ace Remodeling, KenyaLynnHand.org, Wavespace Audio for creating the awesome tracks that we use every single week, Young Ideas Dish Network, and I think that is all of them.
I believe so.
I think we hit them all. Tantalizing Tips from Facebook. We hit that. We got that one added this week. So we'll have a Tantalizing Tips thing coming up very soon for you guys.
I'm always so proud of you and remember all those.
I know. I'm trying. So what's up, guys? We are here and we are back. The band is back together, like the title says. Super excited to have Miss Kate here with me tonight.
And I'm so happy to be here. I've missed you.
You have missed me. We are not quite back to where we normally are, but we are here. And it's a good start for the year of 2021. What do you think, Kate? It's a good start.
It's a start. I don't know if it's a great start. Nothing bad's happened with me personally, and I don't think anything bad's happened to you. But 2020 in general for America, I wouldn't call it a great start.
I was talking about for the show, but yeah, you're right.
Oh, for the show, no, it's great. It's awesome.
Yeah,
for
America, yeah. No, for America, yeah, that's a whole other. That's a whole other thing here that we're going to get into this evening. It's just there's so many like moments where you kind of scratch your head and you're wondering what the hell's going on in America, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I expressed my opinions on Wednesday night. Was it Wednesday when all this happened? Last Wednesday?
Yeah, I think it was Wednesday or Thursday.
Okay. Whatever. I think it was Wednesday. I got on. I wasn't going to do a show, and I was like, I'm going to get on because I have the capability to do it now. I'm going to get on and just rant a little bit. So I gave my reactions to it. I want yours. I want to hear your reactions to the craziness that happened. Basically, what's been going on for the last couple of weeks. You know, we really haven't talked a whole lot, especially about this. I want to hear your side of this.
You know what my honest to God, like, first reaction was when I watched this on the news?
Yes.
Like, honestly, the first thing that came to my head. Okay, here it goes. The first thing I thought of or asked myself was, do these people not have jobs? Like, what are they doing at 3:00 on a Wednesday afternoon that they don't have to be at work? These are literally thousands and thousands of people. Did everyone take off PTO? Like, I was so confused. I was like, I know not all these people work overnights. Like, what do you do during the day? Where do you go to work? What do you do?
Now, in some of their defenses, some of them don't have jobs anymore.
I understand that. And I'm sure that some of them are furloughed, which I completely understand.
I mean, some of these people got fired because of their participation. I don't know if you've read any of that backlash that, like, some of these people are, like, as they're getting, like, pointed out, as people are finding out who they are, getting discovered, yeah, they're losing their job. Like, I don't even think it's even the ones that were actually breaching the Capitol. I think it's just in general, if you were there, you're, like, you could be violating some of your HR terms and agreements of how you would portray yourself as a human being. So because they incited a riot, so some of these people don't have jobs anymore.
That doesn't surprise me at all. With facial recognition technology, yeah, if they just have one picture of you standing out in the non-violent crowd, and your employer gets that, I mean, yeah, that's
it's not even
be done.
It's not even facial recognition. It's the fact that you're posting a selfie of you and there's like 10,000 people storming the Capitol right behind you. Like, that's how idiotic some of these people are. Like, they're just posting a picture of themselves on the steps of the Capitol while everybody's bum rushing it. Like,
come on, my gosh. Stupid.
So, okay, so that was your initial reaction is get a job.
Well, no, it was like, do you have a job? Like, how are you able to do this on 3-4 o'clock on Wednesday?
Your year just started.
Seriously, because I didn't watch this on the news until like 7:30 that night, because by the time I got off of work and ran my errands I had to do and got home, I turned on the news and I'm like, huh, this happened earlier? Oh, I didn't know I was working. So I didn't see it, you know?
No, you've been to my job, and we have a big TV right there in the front, and where I sit, like if I crane my neck over, I can see what's going on in the world, and out of the corner of my eye, I saw like all these people like storming the Capitol. I'm like, what movie are we watching? And I'm like, oh, that's CNN. Oh, hold on, let me get up out of my desk and let me go sit over here in front of the TV for a minute and see what the hell's going on in the world. It was very. The best analogy I gave is it's something that you see in like a cheesy action movie,
mm-hmm.
like all this craziness going on and like overtaking the Capitol. It was like, what is this? It's like a bad movie. It's a bad like action flick.
You know what's funny is that I've seen several videos of people outside of the U.S. and I saw these on TikTok, but there were videos of people outside of the U.S. commenting on how they felt when they watched this on their news, and they said the same exact thing. They thought it was like some cheesy American, really, really poorly budgeted action movie.
They were like waiting for Sylvester Stallone to like drop through the ceiling.
Yeah, they're like, where are the eagles? Where are the fireworks? Like,
it's really, I don't know. It was really weird. So now, obviously, we've had the continued fallout from this over the last couple days. President Trump got removed from, he got removed from all social media platforms. Is that correct?
I know Twitter removed him. I can't speak for the other platforms.
I believe Facebook banned him, and Twitter followed permanently. He's like permanently mm-hmm. banned from Twitter. I think Facebook too, but I'm not sure. I think he's still on Parler, but I believe they have shut down Parler or have shut down access to Parler, which I'm not sure if you know what Parler is.
I was about to say, I have no idea what that is.
Parler is like a Facebook for the right wing. It's like, it's supposed to be for everybody, but it's very political and it's very like driven by the far right movements. iTunes or Apple took it down from iTunes or the App Store. And then Android took it down, and then Amazon took it down from their app store. And I read the day that somebody was saying that you can't even get into the website now. So they're getting blacklisted pretty much everywhere. Parler was, I don't think you would get on Parler, and I'm pretty sure I wouldn't get on Parler. But a lot of people were getting on there when Facebook was censoring, quote unquote, censoring them and some of the weird stuff they were saying. This was a few weeks back, but I guess Parler is no more. Or you can't access it. Like, it's still there, you just can't access it. So, I don't know.
Now you got me curious about it.
Yeah,
Parler. I'm going to check it out.
You should check out Parler. It was just a really interesting couple of days. What else has been going on in the world, from this fallout?
Didn't we have the most number of COVID deaths in the day again? Like, the number keeps going up.
I think the number's going to keep going up, especially when nobody thought about that either, when we're all, like, not socially distanced in a big crowd of rioters at the Capitol. And it's like a double whammy because all these politicians, all these lawmakers have been trying to abide by their, their social distancing, and they all had to get together to hunker down to save themselves. And then on top of that, they had the insurgents, like... You got them not socially distancing. And, it's just like, what the hell? Like, yeah, good job, guys. We may have a super spreader caused from this little fiasco.
But they don't believe in COVID, remember?
Yeah, that's a whole other thing. That's a whole other, like, yeah, it's so many deaths. It's so fake. God. Fucking fake news.
Yeah, and what I find ironic is that, you know, at least from what I've read and I've seen and watched on the news, it's not saying this is 100% true, but the people that are claiming that COVID is all a hoax and it's fake and they're telling us fake things is from a lot of the older generations. And I find it very ironic because they're believing what I think is fake news, the people telling them that this is fake and the vaccines have microchips in them, and they're believing it, but it's fake news. When we were kids and the internet was starting to get big, fake news was a really, really like big thing because we had never seen it before. We didn't know what it was. And so kids my age were reading all this fake news thinking it was real when it's not. And they gave us all these big lectures about making sure you don't listen to fake news. Here's what you got to look for to find the real stuff, the true stuff. And now 20 years later, here we are. I just find it very ironic.
Irony is something that people don't quite understand.
No.
So, yeah, here was an interesting article I was reading earlier today. They were talking about these gas masks that the lawmakers were wearing. Because I guess they had these little, like, special gas masks. And they look like little spacesuits, like a little spaceship helmet.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently these things are like... The technical term is an escape hood, and they're designed to like handle like biological warfare and chemical warfare. And it's like this big like plastic thing that goes over your head, and it like tightens up around your neck and your upper shoulders and your neck area, and it like creates its own little oxygen bubble just for you. And it's good for 30 minutes, but it's designed to it's got like a HEPA filter on there, and it's designed to like help you in the event of a, like, you know, some kind of attack.
Oh my gosh.
Not that, obviously. But that's what they were wearing. They were wearing this little, like a little spaceship, like a little spacesuit, little space helmet. But it's designed to help against chemical, biological, and even radiological or nuclear threat present. But it's only good for 30 minutes.
Hmm.
So that's what they were wearing. They weren't wearing just like a mask. They're like, here, let's put on our little escape suit.
Well, what sucks is, didn't the rioting go on for like over 7 hours?
I know, but this was when they were trying to get out of the Capitol. I think just when they were trying to get out. I don't think like while they were actually in there. I don't know. I don't know how that works. I don't quite, I don't know. I don't know. I've never had to escape an insurgency in the Capitol, so I don't know how that works.
Come on, Sergio. We've all done it.
I guess. I mean, now they have. It's just really weird. I mean, I don't know. It was just a weird last couple of days. I don't know what to make of it.
I wonder who has to clean up the Capitol building now after everything. Because I was seeing, I don't know who has to fix everything, but I do remember seeing an article with pictures of people in hazmat suits having to like disinfect everything. Like the entire hallway, the floor, the walls, everything was having to get disinfected.
I think they just call Lysol up and they're just like, hey, we need you to bring the tanker. We're just going to hook up like a water hose, I guess, to it, or a fire hose. And just
like one of those bug bombs, except it's all Lysol.
It's like, watch out, Declaration of Independence. We're about to hose you down, you know? Like, I don't know, man. That's just, yeah, you got to deal with the cleanup of it. But then on top of that, you have to deal with the inauguration. You have to understand, doesn't he get inaugurated on those steps that the insurgents were on? Doesn't he get inaugurated right there at those steps?
Isn't that the White House?
No, he doesn't get the inauguration doesn't actually happen at the White House. The inauguration happens I believe it happens at the Capitol. So I think it's right there somewhere on those steps. So my question is like, you got to call up all these contractors, be like, hey, I know you got to get ready for this inauguration in 2 weeks. I need you to go ahead and come on over here now so we can do cleanup. Because, Abraham Lincoln's head bust is missing and we need to fix that, you know? Just, I don't know. It's just weird. I don't know. It's just really weird. And then do you even do an inauguration? Like, I mean, I'm not saying you don't do an inauguration, but do you do one that's like you're out in the public, like you're outside? Because there's threats of more shenanigans coming on Inauguration Day. Like, at this point, do you just say, hey, we're just, you know, we're going to do it. We're going to Zoom it. You know, we're going to Skype it for everybody. Like,
I couldn't tell you. The only thing I could think of, because if they don't do it, well, one, it's going to be difficult just because of COVID. So, I mean, looting aside and like violence aside, like with COVID, it was already going to be difficult because they're already going to have to limit people to show up to watch the ceremony or try to come towards it and have extra security there. But now it's a matter of all the protesting, the violence, the rioting. And I'm like, do we just need to get like another Pope mobile, except it's for like the president, and we'll just make it extra big so it can fit like the 10 people that need to be there for the inauguration.
I mean, but seriously, I mean, yes, I know from a symbolic standpoint, you'd love to have an inauguration, but I think you're okay if you're just like, hey, we're just going to swear you in at the White House. Like, you know, the moving people are going to come in, you know, Trump's going to leave at like 11:55. You're going to come in at noon. We'll swear you in and you're home. Like, you're good. You're hunkered down. Like, I mean, that sucks for President Biden. We can call him President Biden now, by the way. That sucks for him because it's like, hey, it's your moment. But at the same time, a lot of this has been like taken away from you. I mean, nobody can take away the fact that you're the president, but a lot of the ceremonial stuff that has already would have happened when you got when you won the election and all that, it's all been very like socially distanced and calm and tempered. So I don't know. In some ways, I should be like, hey, I don't want to do that. I don't want to risk getting shot or other people shot or blown up. Let's just do it in the house. You know, let's just hang out in the Oval Office.
And they can still show it on TV. They can have a camera in there to broadcast it out. That's fine.
I mean, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Like, do we really need a big party and all that? Like, can we just order in? Can we just get some Uber Eats and just, like,
buy it on pay-per-view?
Yeah, can we just hang out in our jammies and, like, some presidential jammies and let me get sworn in? I don't know.
I mean, that's what my plan was. I was going to sit my butt on the couch in my pajamas with my hot cocoa and watch it.
You know, it's okay. I don't know. You're still president. I mean, you're going to be here for the next 4 years. So, you know, you got your time. You won.
Mm-hmm.
That's weird, huh? We can actually call him the president.
Well, he's still the president-elect.
I know, but here's the analogy I gave for somebody last week when they had to certify all these votes. He was asking me, he was a younger guy, and he goes, why are they doing this? And I told him, it's kind of like when you get married, you go get your marriage license first to be official. And then you do the ceremony is more just ceremonial, you know, the wedding itself. But the actual marriage already happened because you got your license. So that's kind of what happened when they certified these votes. It was kind of like the marriage license ceremony. But the only reason, like I told him, the only reason it was such a big deal is because this has been such a polarizing election. If you think every other election, this has been something that's been like on MSNBC or C-SPAN and four people watch. Like, nobody's watching this crap. Everybody's watching this weird stuff nobody ever watched before just because it's been so appealing and so polarizing to people. Like, all this stuff has always gone on, but now they show it all the time. You know,
but he's still not president until the actual ceremony on, like, what is it, the 20th or something like that?
He's my president now.
Well, yeah, and he will be mine too, but he's still the president-elect unless this impeachment for Trump happens in like the next 5 days, which would be history in the making.
How do you become the only person to get impeached twice?
By inciting a riot on your Capitol building.
And you got impeached twice in a like year and a half period.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't even a year. Wasn't it last year when he got impeached?
Yeah.
So he could potentially get impeached twice in under 365 days.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Good job, buddy. I didn't even realize that until just now.
And if this happens, he will not be eligible to run for office again. So even if he tries to run for office again in the next 4 years, he can't hold office again. He can run, but he can't hold office.
Okay, I think I read somewhere that if they impeach him, it's not that he can't run again. It's like there's like a special stipulation that because he got impeached twice, they could lay that upon him, but there's still no guarantee. I think that's what I read, is that there's no guarantee they'll do that to him because obviously they've never had to do it. Like, they got to go blow off the dust on the rule book for the last 250 years because nobody's ever had to deal with it. But I think that's what they were saying, is that technically they could lay that upon him where he can't, they could punish him like that. But just because he gets impeached twice doesn't mean he's going to get that punishment. That's what I was reading. But again, it's all kind of skewed because, like, you know, like Wolf Blitzer doesn't quite know that rule because he's never had to look it up on CNN. You know, he's creating like a, Trump's like breaking rules that they didn't know quite existed. Like, they didn't know how to handle them.
Like, oh, someone actually broke the rule that no one's ever broken before. We don't know how to punish you for this. Do we just ignore it?
We think we're supposed to keep him from running for office again, but we're not sure. Like, that's pretty, I don't know, that's just wild.
Like, do we take away your Xbox? Like, we're not quite sure what's appropriate, you know?
I know, and then you got banished from Twitter. Can he, okay.
That was really funny. That was so funny.
So, I guess my question is, can he get another Twitter account, or is he, like, banished? Like, is he banished? Like, is that Twitter account?
He would have to, like, catfish Twitter.
Well, like, I'm just saying,
he, as Donald Trump, cannot hold another account on Twitter, so he would have to, like, get a fake account with a fake name, fake pictures from a fake IP address, and that's the only way he could, quote, have an account.
Have you seen the meme with, like, it was, like, Donald Trump with, like, a little fake mustache, and it's like, hey, I'm new to Twitter, what's up, everybody? But he had, like, the little cheesy, stick-on mustache. I mean, I just didn't
know. No, I haven't.
Yeah, I just didn't know if that meant that he can't own another Twitter account or he just can't have that one back. Like, I just didn't
know. I think he's gone for good. You're banned.
Like, what the hell? But somebody did point out something very interesting. Because he's the president, technically he could just go walk into, like, the press room and just flip on the cameras and go on air. Like, I think that's his right, that he can do it any time. So he could just do that for the next couple of days. Like, instead of tweeting, he just, like, comes in there and, like, flips on the camera at 3 a.m. and says something and then turns it off. That'd be kind of funny. I would do that if I were him.
Has he done it before?
No, but somebody pointed that out, that he technically has the power to do that. I think that'd be funny if, like, instead of doing, like, you know, a tweet, he just, like, turned, he flips on the switch that, like, connects him to CNN and ABC and NBC and all them at once. And he just says, it's like, and now a special report from the White House. And he's like, you know, something stupid. He says something about Sleepy Joe at, like, 3 a.m. And then he just turns it off and then goes back to bed. And he just does that for the next couple of days to just screw with people. Because that'd be kind of funny. Like, every hour, every 2 hours, there's like, and now a special report from the White House. And it's just Donald Trump, like, saying what he would have tweeted. So his 150 character, like, limit.
All caps, so he's yelling, and then there's emojis, so he has to draw the emoji.
Yes, he's got little flashcards with the emojis. That'd be pretty funny. I would do that. I mean, why not?
Oh my goodness. Well, you know what, I just, excuse me, oh my god, I got a case of the yawns. I just saw an article from Business Insider. So apparently Twitter lost $5 billion in market value after they barred Trump.
Why? Why would you lose that much money? Like,
well, I don't know because, and like, it's saying that their Twitter stock market price dropped 12% in a day, which is where the $5 billion came from.
Yeah, but you're trying to tell me that many people, I mean, I know a lot of people removed their Twitter in protest, but Twitter's pretty big. Twitter's not going to go under because of this, I don't think.
Well, he had 88 million followers.
Yeah, but what does Twitter have, like 89 million people? I don't know.
I'm not sure.
Twitter has,
but I think a lot of
people are
mad at Twitter now, you know, of course. So that's where that comes from.
So they're protesting Twitter. And yep. And then President Trump lost his, there was a golf tournament, one of the majors that was coming to his place in Florida next year in 2022, and they pulled out because of the shenanigans. So they cut their ties with Trump on the PGA Tour. It wasn't,
wow.
It wasn't a major, but it was still on the PGA Tour. So that's pretty big.
For people that watch the PGA, yes, I don't.
Well,
just not my thing.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that is still a big deal.
It is still a big deal. You know, 2021's here. There's been a couple of memes that show, like I saw one that showed the Joker. And it was like, who's the one that played the Joker last? What's his name? Joaquin Phoenix.
Mm-hmm.
It was him dressed as the Joker. And it was the guy dressed like it. And he was like, kind of doing like a hand motion, like pointing around. And it said 2020 showing 2021 around.
I saw that same exact one. It was epic.
You know, I'll tell you what, there were a ton of good memes that came out of this. I mean, I haven't seen a bad meme come out of the whole White House thing. And I've seen a ton of them. I see many. Some of them are very inappropriate, but they're pretty fun.
My favorite meme in that same realm. So you remember last year, the big show on Netflix was The Tiger King.
Oh, yeah.
So that show came out in January of 2020. And that's how 2020 started last year. It's a picture of Joe from, or what that guy's name is from The Tiger King.
Joe Exotic.
And now, here in January, at the start of 2021, there's a picture of this really hot and sexy guy from this new Netflix show called Bridgerton. And it's already starting the year off great. So we went from Joe Exotic at the start of 2020 to this hot, sexy guy at the start of 2021.
There was one meme that showed the insurgents trying to break into the chamber. You know, where they got the guys have their guns drawn and the guys are breaking the glass. And there was a little caption that said, "I've been trying to reach you about your vehicle's extended warranty." That one I think was the winner of the meme battle. Cause,
you know, I get that phone call like every day now.
I'm glad to see that they're back to work. You know, I was missing them for a while. I was worried. Yeah. I was worried they lost their jobs, you know, due to COVID. But I'm glad to know that they're all able to work remotely, and they're able to harass us. Mm-hmm. I get 3 calls a day, I think, still from them.
Yeah, I was nervous. My number got unlisted from their rotary or their directory. I'm glad they I miss that. I miss my friend. I mean, she always had like such a happy voice. She always sounded like she was in a good mood. She was so sweet and pleasant.
Mm.
You know, just a lot of times people answer the phone when I call them, like, what?
Something's
wrong.
Speaking of phone calls, I had a nice little phone call the other day.
Oh, do tell.
I hadn't had this one happen. I don't think I've ever had this one happen in regards to the show, let alone like as an adult. I can't say I've had many of these. I got a call from a block number. I'm at work. I get a call from a block number. I don't answer. Half the time, I mean, I don't answer those things, first of all. But then the phone rang again. And I was like, nah, I'm not going to answer it. But then it rang a third time. And it's like, well, I better answer because maybe it's somebody calling me. Like there's an emergency and they're at the hospital. And, the you know, something is bad and I need to answer this call because they keep calling me. Mm-hmm. So this guy answered the phone and the guy's like, hello? I'm like, what's up? Like, what can I do for you? He's like, your show sucked. Fuck you. Because he goes, is this Sergio? I'm like, yeah. And he's like, your show sucks. Fuck you.
Oh, no.
And I was like, okay. So then I hung up because I'm like, I don't even know what to do with this. And then the phone rings again and it's the block number again. And I didn't answer. I didn't answer that one. But I was like, what the hell? Who did I piss off? So,
man, this is what doesn't make sense to me again, because if he hates our show that much, which I get it, everyone has a right to their own opinion, why go out of your way to find the number that you don't have listed on any of our social media or accounts to call you, having to call you 3 times because you won't answer, and calling you again hoping you'll answer just to tell us our show sucks, when it would probably be just so much more effective to just post it that, you know, it sucks online. Like, I don't understand why.
I've been
waiting
for that, by
the way.
What's
the effort for?
I've been waiting for that. Like, I'm always checking for a notification that somebody has, like, said, fuck you on our page or my page or something. No, I haven't heard anything. But in response to you, good sir, fuck you. Sounds like, whatever. Like, how juvenile did I just get? You know, it's... But I'm thinking, like, dude, this dude blocked my number. He blocked his number to call me. He blocked his number to call me multiple times on like a, this is like Thursday or Friday when he called me.
Oh my gosh.
So, but I just thought it was, I got a kick out of it, because who's going to call me from a blocked number to tell me that? Like, who's going to take the time to block their number to call
me?
Well,
someone might now, listening to this, might be like, huh, I'm going to do that and mess with them.
Do it again.
Oh my God, I'm going to do it and mess with you now.
That's fine. Call Caitlin and tell her how much her show sucks.
I am so pleasant on the phone, though. If you call me, I'll be really nice to you.
I just didn't take it seriously. I was like, what the hell? You know, and after the fact, I'm like, man, this guy really did have some hate in his heart for me.
He was probably having a bad day.
I know, but like, hey, I'm going to call this random podcaster dude and tell him how bad his show sucks. Okay.
People go online all the time and complain about things that they don't need to be complaining about. So people just want a reason to complain. They want a reason to, you know, be mean to someone.
Like, yeah, I know. That's what I should. I should just be like, hey, let me retract the previous statement. Good sir, I know. I'm not going to stoop to his level. I'm just going to concur with him. Stupid. But no, that's it. You know, we had like a dusting of snow yesterday. I think what we call it, a dusting of snow?
I would call it that. Like God was brushing off some dandruff onto our city, you know? The snow got pretty heavy at my house. Like, it snowed kind of hard. It just didn't stick to the ground. It melted immediately. There was no accumulation. I don't know what it was like at your house.
So, we had a little bit of snow. We were in Rockwall, which is the town over. And it was snowing pretty good at lunchtime. And we came home, and it was kind of like a wet snow thing. So Andrew, my 7-year-old, in all of his wise, you know, in all of his wisdom, he's like, "Well, Dad, is it going to keep snowing, or when does it stop, or you know, I want more snow." And I told him, I said, "Well, you know," and I'm being kind of a smartass. I'm like, "Well, son, I can't determine when God wants it to stop snowing or to start snowing." I said, "That's God's call." So then, I guess at some point last night he got upset and he's like, "Why wouldn't God let it snow more at my house?"
Oh my God, you're so evil.
Like, this morning he was so mad because he had to go to school. Because, like, so, you know, we were watching the news last night, and they were already throwing the show closures, and they were talking about some schools starting late or closing. And we didn't say anything to him, but, you know, he's observant, so he knows what they're talking about. So this morning we woke him up, he's like, "I don't want to go to school, it's supposed to be snowing."
You missed out on a great opportunity to teach that boy about meteorology, Sergio. And then he could have been like, "Oh, the air pressure and the cold front didn't do this, so that's why it's not going to snow anymore." But now he's just mad at God for making him go to school.
Virtually, I might add. It's virtually. He didn't have to, like, physically get up and go to school.
Now he's just being lazy.
But, yeah, well, every town, like, a couple of the towns around us got it pretty decent. You know, they at least started school late. But not us. Like, we didn't get anything. Like, I surely thought we'd have, like, a little bit of ice or something glazed on the roads. Nope, nothing.
No, I thought it was going to snow a little bit more, but, yeah, I didn't think it would be as horrible as they would say. Apparently, south of us got it worse, so places like Austin, San Antonio, Houston got a lot more snow than us.
What the hell is that about anyways? They're not supposed to get snow.
Couldn't tell you.
Like, I don't even know.
I'm sure they didn't want it.
No, they weren't prepared for it. But,
nope.
So yeah, my 7-year-old is angry at God now for not giving him snow.
So, yeah, I totally blame you for that.
There's more frost on the beer I'm drinking right now than there was on my floor this morning. So that's the one good thing I do enjoy about this studio now, is that I can have a beer and I'm right here. I don't have to go anywhere.
Well, you have to go inside to go to the bathroom.
It's, well, technically I can go outside and go to the bathroom, but, you know, neither here nor there. But, you know, hey, it's nice and chilly here. We're still working on the insulation, so my beer is nice and cold, as well as my toes, but it's okay. So, I don't know. Haven't seen you in a while. I miss you. I still got your Christmas present, by the way. Your Christmas present's still sitting here, just accumulating dust.
Sorry about that.
So... we need to.
I wanted it to come yesterday, but I wasn't sure how much it was going to snow or ice, or, you know, it didn't do anything, so I could have gone anyway.
We might have to get you in here sooner than later. So So
I would love to come over soon, and I'll have to get you over to my new house.
I know. Yeah, I know. Yesterday you texted me and said it's snowing at my house, and I'm like, your new house? Like, which house are we referring to? Because last time I checked, you still weren't living in your new house.
I am not. We aren't moving the furniture in just yet for some of the things in my house aren't completed. For example, one of our light fixtures broke, and they had to order a new one. And just like there was a tile that had busted that needed replacing, but you know, they have to order all this stuff, and everything's on back order, of course. So there's still maintenance guys coming to our house to like fix these random things at random times. So we still have one of our extra sets of keys. The property, the company still has, because the maintenance guy or builder needs to come in so he can fix them. So we're trying not to move, you know, all of our stuff into the house because one, there's random people coming in to fix all these things. And just not that I'm insinuating that they would steal anything, but it's just, it's better. It's just, if it's just not there and then, you know, they can't accidentally, you know, break something or drop something, knock something over. And then two, because all these maintenance guys haven't finished all their stuff yet, our house hasn't been cleaned. They're supposed to have a cleaning lady come in and, you know, deep clean the house, and that hasn't happened. And there's just like this thin layer of like dust everywhere. The floor is disgusting. The cabinets are gross. And I'm like, I don't want to touch anything here because it's all nasty.
It's like, wait a minute. I'm about to make a payment on this thing, and I can't even live in my car, in my house yet. My car. But my favorite part of the conversation when you were telling me all this stuff last week is you're like, I'm waiting on my new chandelier to show up.
Okay, no. Let me correct you. That is the worst
example of like first world problems.
Let me correct you right there, sir. I wasn't waiting for the chandelier to show up. I was waiting for them to install the chandelier, okay?
Oh, okay. Still a first world problem, my chandelier.
And I really shouldn't call it a chandelier. It is not fancy. It's just a light with an extra long cord. I just call it a chandelier because I thought that's what you called them. What do you call a hanging light?
All I know is when you told me you're something about the chandelier, I was like, wow, we have like the most first world problems going on here. There's a pandemic going on, but Caitlin doesn't have her chandelier.
I don't have my chandelier.
I loved it.
It's so funny. It's so funny because it's going in an above our where our dining room table will go. And so the ceiling is higher there. Like it's kind of it's more vaulted in that area, hence why they're installing a chandelier because it's longer. And it's a pretty high ceiling. And instead of having a chandelier there, there's like a single light bulb at the top.
Oh God. How do you change that, by the way?
So I don't know who put it up there. I think they had to install one to make sure like the electricity was running to that socket correctly. So the light bulb turns on and off.
Oh shit.
But I'm like, that's not going to do very well above the table. It's a big area. We're going to need the chandelier because it has more lights on it. Oh, it's ugly though. I'll send you a picture once they finally get it up. It's just plain silver, boring, free. So I'm not complaining. Yeah.
Well, hopefully we reconvene before we have a new president. I mean, we have a new president, but you know what I mean. Hopefully we'll reconvene.
We should, unless there's an impeachment that can happen in the next 5 days, and then I don't know what's going to happen, so we'll see.
Unless a riot happens and I have to hunker down here, you know? I don't know.
I think we live far away enough from, you know, our city's, or Dallas's, you know, town hall or the court building, so if there was a riot in Dallas, it wouldn't be anywhere near where we live.
It ain't going to be anywhere near my house. It's going to hit your house before it hits mine.
Why is it going to hit my house?
Because I live farther east.
I live pretty far east of Dallas myself, sir.
I live farther east. Like they're gonna take out towns like yours first, and then they'll come for mine. But we'll be like the second wave.
If that happens, I'm gonna be coming to your house to crash because I won't have a house anymore. I'll be ransacked.
Yeah. Well, that's okay. They'll ransack your house, and you fool them. You don't have anything there. Not even a chandelier.
Joke's on you. There's none of my stuff is here.
There's nothing here. It's empty. It's just dirt on the floor. So, well, It's good to have you back. It's good to us to be back.
I am so happy to be back. I've missed this a lot.
I can't wait until we actually get back together. You know, we haven't done one together in, what, November? I guess it was November.
End of November, early December, I think was the last time I saw you.
I think it was beginning of November was the last show we did. I don't even think we did a Thanksgiving. I think we did one like a week before Thanksgiving.
Yeah, and then we were going to skip a weekend because of the holiday.
And then we just skipped 6 weeks.
Yeah.
So
a lot going on.
Yeah, so to everybody listening on Stationhead, which, again, Stationhead's our new platform that we do our show. Our show's on Stationhead as well as everywhere else. So the guys on Stationhead, you can check if Miss Caitlin sounds cute to you. She is. She's adorable. You can find her on the Facebook page at Disorder Law.
Whoop, whoop.
So, you know, she's my little partner in crime here for year number four. This is year number four of us.
Whoa, are you serious?
Season number five, year number four.
So is this like season five, episode one?
This is season five, episode three, technically, because I started season five without you.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
So this is episode three of season five, which is funny is because I started season, I think when we came back from COVID, because we did a couple episodes. We did like half a dozen before COVID. And then we came back and I was like, you know what? I think we need to start a new season because it's like a new era. And I started season four, and then season four only lasted like four or five episodes. But I was like, screw it. It's a new year. Let's do season five. You know, every TV show has like that one season that goes on like it's just really, really long or it's really, really short. Like it's just really screwy and doesn't fit well. That was season four. Season four was just one of those that doesn't really fit anywhere. Like
show has a bad season, you know?
Season three and four were pretty bad. You know, for those of you that can see our archive on Spotify and Facebook and all that, season one and two were pretty good. Season three had potential, but then it was short-lived. Season four, we just had to skip to season five. That's just what I'll say about season four.
Yeah, just don't watch it. You know, it doesn't have anything. It doesn't contribute to the overall story arc. So you're good.
Yeah, I mean, it does. Season four had the reviews of the Matrix films. We need to finish that, by the way. So coming season five, Caitlin's gonna finish the Matrix trilogy. Hopefully, before part four comes out this summer. There is a part four coming out.
Did I not watch all of them?
You watched one and two.
There's a third one?
Yes.
Dang it, Sergio. Do you know how many movies and TV shows I promised myself I would watch as my New Year's resolution this year?
You need to watch the third Matrix before the fourth Matrix comes out. So maybe we'll watch it right before the fourth one comes out. So then you can kind of compare like where it ended to where it's picking up at. Maybe that's what we'll do. And then... yeah, The Crown. I was talking about The Crown on Netflix. That's a really good show if you haven't watched it yet.
I want to watch that one as well.
I'm on season two, episode three. Really good show. But I limit myself to one episode a night. Like, I won't binge watch.
You have more willpower than me, sir.
No. There's times I want to do it. The only time I allow myself to do it is on, like, Saturday nights. But, like, no, for the most, like, I've only binge watched. I've only watched more than one episode two or three times. Usually I just watch one episode a night. So I've only been watching it for, about 2 weeks. But The Crown is good. Cobra Kai, if you haven't seen Cobra Kai, that's a good one. But I don't think you saw Karate Kid.
Well, I haven't seen Karate Kid, okay. So.
Yeah, we need to do that first. So 2021 has plenty of content for us to create. Plenty of stuff to line up for you guys.
I'm interested in starting a book review, too.
A book club?
A book club. You're doing like a book review as well, because I want to read some more. I read, but my problem is I have a hard time starting books. Is that weird? A lot of people have a hard time finishing books, and I have a really hard time starting them. Like, I'll rent them from the library, and I'll just let it sit there for 2 weeks before I even attempt to open it.
You know what I've thought about doing this year? This sounds kind of silly, because I'm a grown man and I should read, but I have thought about getting an Audible subscription. Just so that I can, and not to read stuff that I wouldn't, like, not to read, like, fiction, but to read, like, self-help stuff. and like, you know, things to improve my life. Because I do listen to stuff every day. On my way to work, I listen to a lot of like motivational stuff. So I was thinking maybe I'll like find some good books that are, that talk about stuff like that in life and all that. And maybe I'll just listen to that on the way to work instead of music. Because my commute's like 45 minutes. So, I mean, I think that an hour and a half a day, you know, I think I could probably knock out a book or two. Probably like a book a week, right?
Yeah, and I know a lot of people that listen to audiobooks because the car is the only time they do have time to read, and they can't exactly read because, you know, they're driving.
But am I cheating? Am I cheating if I'm not reading it?
No, you're not. You're not a child that's still, you know, learning their reading skills and having to practice them. You know how to read. Reading helps the mind because it helps your imagination and it takes you places and it makes your brain think. But even with an audiobook, you're still, if it's describing a scene, your brain creates that scene in your head and it's working. So it's the same effect.
I do think I need to read though more. I think I need to like brush up on my motor skills. I think that will help with my motor skills, is like reading more. So we'll see. That's something I want to do this year. I haven't nailed that down yet, but that's something I want to do. So I think that's going to end episode three of season five. Yeah, I think it's a good start.
I think it was a great start.
You know, so we'll see what the people of the world say. We'll see what their response is. If somebody calls me again and tells me I suck and fuck me, I'm going to like, I don't know. I'm gonna say, here's Caitlin's number. Give her a call.
I'll tell them what's what.
Yeah, tell her she sucks. I don't suck. You suck.
You're mean.
So, anyways, I think that's going to wrap us up for now. On behalf of myself here and Ms. Kate.
Hey.
Let's thank the sponsors. We got Tantalizing Tips. If you don't know about Tantalizing Tips, check them out on my Facebook page. She's going to be in here to do your nails. You're going to get your nails done, Kate.
Oh, my gosh.
You're getting a manicure done.
If it's free.
My boo's going to show you what Tantalizing Tips is about. East Texas Championship Wrestling, Ace Remodeling, CanYouLendAHand.org, Young Ideas Dish. The local game store. We did not mention them earlier. My apologies. The local game store and Wave Space Audio for producing the music. So, on behalf of them, we're Law and Disorder. We'll holler at you guys next time.
Peace out.
Latest.